It's not a cartoon. It's anime.
I took my headphones out, you bastard. I can't hear anything now. Can't hear myself talk.
Yo, it was an intense power up. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes there's collateral damage. What can I say?
Welcome to another episode. I'm animation, but as a hoe. Thank God we are back. All four of us, but three quarter of us are here in the studio. Ice is on Zoom, or he's remote. No video though, so you just hear his voice today.
Ice. Hello.
Yeah, man. You know what we're doing here? We do one off. We talk our shit. We do a lot of stuff on here, man. And today, I'm already kind of drawing a blank here. You know what we're doing here?
Anime draft.
Yeah.
Man.
No. I normally say something before that.
I
feel like I normally say something before that. Did I miss something?
I know. You normally
we talk our shit. We review
you
already, anime.
He said that.
I said all that.
Yeah, then you normally cue up Rob. Normally, at this point, we start arguing about something.
We start arguing about something. But anyways, you know, the whole squad is here. Myself, Rob, I said he, Ice is remote. Brennan, Killer Cam's there on the sound.
Yes, sir.
Are we doing... no anime news?
We have some anime news today.
Okay, so let's just talk a little bit. Today's episode, we are doing an anime draft. So those listening out there, we are doing an anime draft. That's why we got some categories for y'all. Ashes, you want me to name the categories?
Yeah, because that'll give some people some time to think about who they pick.
Okay, so the categories that you get to choose from, and that we're going to be choosing from, hand-to-hand fighters, sword fighters, spiritual/psychic ability, non-power characters... on their own, these characters have no powers at all, so they have no powers. Mm-hmm. Trainers/senseis, and a possible bonus category if we have time, a six man, which can be pretty much anything you want.
Your wild card character.
Wild card pick. Those of you listening, please choose your top five, your team out of all those categories. Tweet us your team after our team is done being picked. I would say go to our Twitter or whatever the case may be, or wherever you want to contact us at, and let us know who you think has the strongest team out of all of us, from first to last.
For sure.
Rank us and go ahead, and then what do you think your team stacks up against our team?
Winning is by landslide, by the way.
We will see. We will see about that.
I mean, yeah. I mean, Ice is going to make his logical argument about how his team is just going to be the best regardless.
Agreed.
So, all right, man. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's right. And if you are listening on, the podcast streaming platforms, you know we are no longer on YouTube, unless you are following our Patreon. That's right. Patreon.com/animation. That's SHUN. Join our Patreon, man. And I just actually had a super dope movie night last night. We mm-hmm. watched Hunter, the last bullshit. Let's just call it that, because it wasn't that good of a movie. Ice joined us. We had a couple other Patreon people join us. And, you know, we watched the movie together, and then afterwards we talked a little bit. You know, we talked, got a chance to know each other, man, and we just asked questions even about the movie. So if you want to join stuff like that, join our Patreon, man. It is only $5. Only one tier, man. It's not that much money. But also, don't break your pockets if you don't got it, man. Please don't. I ain't trying to take no food out your kid's mouth. I ain't that type of person.
If $5 breaks the banks or takes food out their mouth, I'd love to just like offer some form of help. You know what I'm saying?
I don't want to knock anybody's situation, but I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, it's $5.
Remember, send all your open asshole pictures to Ice. He's still looking for those.
Oh God!
No, anytime you guys like, he really just wants to see the wink.
Yeah. The wink is just so ridiculous.
No fucking way.
So make sure you send that to his DMs or whatever.
At ice.mcgowan.
ice.mcgowan. Ain't no fucking way, boy. Ain't no way, boy.
And make sure you disguise it as like you're trying to like slide in his DMs in a good way. You know what I'm saying?
That's funny.
also, real quick, this is a heads up for next week. We will actually be streaming on Tuesday for the live podcast because, some stuff is going to be going on. There's a holiday going on, so I think the studio is going to be kind of shut down for that day. So join us.
Until I get Cambodian breast milk. The studio is shut down.
Studio. Get that cheesecake. So, yeah, make sure next Tuesday, 4 p.m. live stream, join us.
Yes, sir.
And then we'll be back on track, and that'll be episodes of Bleach.
9 through 12.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
So yeah, I introduced the draft already. What's up with the anime news, Rob?
Yeah, sure. Anime news. We got some stuff coming up. Some big stories. First of all, we got Cartoon Network and WB working on an anime collaboration.
Yeah.
With anime's popularity on the rise, a couple of American companies have taken notice, and because of that, Cartoon Network, who obviously is very well versed in animation, but also anime in general, and Warner Brothers will be teaming up to make their own anime project. Heading up this project will be Jason DeMarco, whose name you may not know, but you definitely know some of the stuff he's worked on. Some of his past credits and accomplishments include co-creating Toonami, which I know was where I got my introduction to anime. I know that's the same for a lot of other people.
Hell of a co-create.
Me too. Executive producing Adult Swim, and he's also spearheading and executive producing this Lord of the Rings anime project that's going on at New Line.
I feel good about it.
So
anything this man does, I'm proud of.
It's been he's had a lot of success.
I didn't even know I had a hero until you just described what he's
Lord
done.
Of the Rings is kind of boring. So hopefully I'm saying the
adult,
anime
what?
Version.
But adults, wait, Lord of the Rings.
What
is
did
boring?
You just say?
We've that? Had this conversation. I told you about this guy that's coming up who kills people with his bare hands, Keenan. That's the main character of this movie. He's going to be the dude that kills people with his bare
in
hands.
Anime?
Yes.
Okay.
Have you seen the movies, Keenan?
I couldn't even get through all of them. But I've watched a few of them.
We're not doing
it. Yeah, let's not do that.
Ice is right. We did cover this. As of now, there is no word on what the project will be or how many of them there are going to be. But DeMarco has made it clear in a tweet. When they say, and this is a quote, when they say anime here, they mean anime as in created and produced in Japan, not anime-esque as in Avatar or Castlevania.
Mm.
Although I'm interested in that sort of production too, he says. But I'm definitely making a bunch of all caps anime in case there is any doubt. So they will be going to Japan to work on these projects.
I'm with that.
And with that statement in mind, it seems, yeah, they'll be working with Japanese artists and production studios. So nothing like anime related. It will be anime. So do you guys think they should pursue some original projects and titles or adapt something that one of these two companies have made in the past as being a Warner Brothers or a Cartoon Network?
Go ahead, Brennan.
I was reading a comment. I didn't hear the question.
Okay.
So, Keenan, do you think they should do something original, like start something from scratch to do their own anime thing, or do you think they should take like either a Cartoon Network property or a Warner Brothers property and adapt that? I mean, obviously, they've already done like a Batman anime,
yeah,
but something else like in that vein.
Honestly, I can make a strong argument on either side. I think that there's just so much source content. There's literally no such thing as an original idea at this point. Like, humans have done everything that, like, there's just so much. Like, imagine, like, the Powerpuff Girls getting rebooted as an anime series.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Or the Rowdy Ruff Boys, even, you know, like
yeah.
Any of that. Like, I'm just saying there's so much stuff that they have that I think that I would, if I was the executive and they were to ask me what I want to do, like, I have this new idea that no one's done yet. They're like, it's called blah, blah, blah. Like, nah, man, I want to see the SpongeBob anime. Did y'all see that build up? You know what I'm saying? Like, I want to see that, you know? Like, there's so much. And there's just, like, for me, it's just, like, they're there to make money. That's what they're there to do.
Yeah.
And so if you're there to make money, then you already got an ingrained audience and you can make something that you already have that people like better, you know, because, or just different in a way that you can relive it in a way that you haven't before. So I'm all about that life. Just like with the Marvel Universe right now, the way that I used to read comics, so I could read, like, watch, I read the Ultimate Spider-Man, then I read the Amazing Spider-Man, yep. Then I read the Spectacular Spider-Man. Mm. You know what I'm saying? They're all different, the same story, but a whole different experience, and I'm here for it. I loved it.
I got you.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of agree with Brennan, but I think you can, I think you can probably just even pull from, you know, some manga that, you know, that we want to see adapted, and that's super dope, and they can pull from there and do it.
Yeah, I'm not mad at that.
Yeah, and that's what I think that they're, I think they should definitely probably pull something that they were like, all right, this is going to probably be a winner. So like a Lord of the Rings type thing, and bring it over there. That'll probably just automatically win, because people are going to be hyped for that. But I do think they need to get some original content in the sense of grabbing something from the manga or a manga and bringing it straight to there. And I think if they find their Demon Slayer over there, it's a wrap. Like, that's all they're going to need to power that machine after that.
Demon Slayer. Yeah.
What do you think, guys? What are you thinking about all that?
Yeah, I think you can go either way. I would be interested if they were to stick to canon in a sense. I would do something kind of like a Mandalorian type of thing, where it's a character that you know, but just a story from that character that you're not fond of. Not fond of, but you don't know.
Sure.
I would go something like that. So it's like, all right, we have the tie-in of this character that we know this guy. We just don't know what got them to this point or what was going on before we saw them on the screen. I would either take something like that, or I would take something that's just a completely brand new story, brand new characters. I would much rather that, those two things, than just something that we already know.
Gotcha.
Like a character and world we already know, just with an anime touch on it.
I got you. So And here's the other thing I'm wondering about this. I mean, what you guys feel about this. I mean, do you think it's a good plan to sort of, I mean, obviously we're all fans of animation in general here, but I mean, do you think it's a good plan to outsource action animation to these Japanese studios? Would you rather see studios trying to make more action-oriented and mature content in American-style animation, kind of like an Invincible? You know what I mean? Like, do you think it's a good idea for them to be like, all right, we as Cartoon Network and WB, instead of doing something action-oriented in like a more American style, we're going to go over there? Do you think that we should be bringing up our own creators and bring up our own
art style?
I think we should
just split it and do both. I think it should be. I don't think they should be stuck to only doing anime or only American. I think they should be like, all right, we know Invincible works over here too, so let's do an Invincible. Find our Invincible, whatever the case may be, because you know, Adult Swim kind of goes dark, and then you can also find just your Japanese anime original ones. I think they should definitely merge both in a sense of like on that channel or whatever that space is going to be.
Nice.
Yeah, I think that they should. I don't know. I think that the Americans' palette for as violent of a country that we are, I think when it comes to animation, we're still kind of I think we're still kind of not there as far as it is in Japanese culture, because I think Japanese culture, they put a lot out there often and early on. I think from an animation standpoint, we're still kind of, I don't want to use the word sacred, but there's very few dark animated stuff, and although most of the stuff does well, like Todd McFarlane, Spawn, and Invincible and stuff like that, I still think when Americans think cartoons, they think Saturday morning cartoons. So I would be more open to seeing something on the Japanese animated side versus American, because I feel like they're not going to go all the way there. So it's still going to be like a PG-13 version. Just for money.
Yeah, no, that's kind of where I was coming from, Ison, thinking about that. Like, when you think about Invincible, I feel like that's kind of a more recent thing, kind of a phenomenon, because when you look at, even looking at like Adult Swim, even though they have more adult content, most of those shows have a comedy bend. Yeah. Or are completely comedies that like might have a little action here or there, but for the most part, it does feel like we as a country, when it comes to animation, we treat it much more like it's a kids thing. And we don't. And when you do take it to an adult audience, it's all still about like, it's goofy. It's over the top. It's not grounded and dramatic.
Unless you're the DC Universe doing
that. That's true.
DC Universe goes there. And it's crazy.
Have you checked out the Harley Quinn show? I know we were talking about that a little bit.
I just started watching it's not animated, but I started watching Titans on HBO.
But that's live action.
That's live action. That shit is wild.
Yo.
Titans is great. Wait, is season 2 out yet?
Season 3 is.
Season 3 out.
Have you not seen season 2?
I've only seen season 1.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
the thing is because when I watched season 1, it wasn't available in the United States.
Yeah, I remember you telling
me
that.
Yeah, so I watched it, and I was just like, I'll never see it again.
Everything's on HBO Max.
Yeah. I'm so excited. Yeah, I really liked that show. It was so much darker than I thought it would be.
Yeah.
I love that.
All right, so getting into the next story here, we found out Attack on Titan.
I agree with everybody. I didn't give an opinion on that.
Oh, okay, you agree?
Yeah, it's fine. It's all right,
right, my bad. Attack on Titan sets a return date for the final season in January 2022. So, I mean, the headline here is basically the story. MAPPA announced on the show's Twitter recently the second half of the final season would start airing in January of 2022, including streaming on Crunchyroll. Though the show has not yet wrapped up, the manga has finished its run. To somewhat controversial results, fans seem to be very polarized on whether or not they liked it, and it seems up in the air whether or not the show will continue with the original ending or adjust it to, you know, something maybe fans might like a little bit more. So even though I stepped on your toes for the last one, I think it's because I was coming to you straight on this one. Brennan, have you forgiven the show for splitting the final season into two halves?
No! And I feel betrayed. I don't care. Like, it was... The anger I experienced, I still feel it, obviously.
Clearly.
No, I mean, it's just like, I was so excited for this to be the final season, or the last season, I should say, to be the final season. You know why I was excited, guys? Anybody want to guess why I was excited for the final season?
Why?
Because it was named the final fucking season.
That's right.
And it is the final season still.
It is not.
It is.
They finished a whole season of content.
No, they didn't.
They didn't?
It's not a whole season of content.
Oh, it's not. How many episodes was it? Six?
Six. How long are their seasons?
It was like 13 episodes.
How long? Their seasons are like 19.
I hate them. I was so mad. It's just like, they're just like part one. And they didn't even tell you it was part one until the final episode ended.
Well, they didn't want to tell you that because they knew people would have
That's what I'm saying. You know, I don't know why you're defending them right now. You know it was bullshit.
I'm making a legit argument to what you were trying to say when you just like, it's a season. I'm like, well, technically it's not.
It
Man, they got to give these animators a break. We heard all kinds of stories.
Exactly. No, and I'm fine with that. But my point being is that don't call it what it's not. You know what I'm saying? It's not the final season.
The way
a season airs, name something else that does that. Like, Brennan, it's like one period of airing with a year and a half in between or however long it was. That's a fucking season.
This is what it probably was. They probably had a full season lined up, and then they started getting a whole bunch of work and shit. Like, shit, these things have to get pushed ahead and get it done.
Here's exactly what happened. They're like, how can we continue to make money off this cash cow and these idiots that want to watch it? That's what they did. And they're
really
like, how do we elongate that? This, huh? I'm saying, if they didn't do that, we wouldn't be talking about it right now. Do I think it's a brilliant business move? 100%. Yeah. Yes. Brilliant. Do I hate them for it? Yes. 100%. Fuck them. I'm just saying, like, they didn't have to do us like that. They could have just called it season 5. You know what I'm saying? Season 5 and then the final season. They still get the same fucking conversation. It's not like less people are going to watch it.
How pissed would you have been if you would have got a 6-episode season?
I would have been a lot less pissed than if I would have thought this was the final season I was watching and it wasn't.
That's fair.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I would just be like, all right, that's a short season. Whatever.
So, I mean, I know Ice hasn't watched the show, but, I mean, are you anticipating the end of the story? Are you want to find out how this goes?
I might not watch it.
You're going that far as to be
I'm
like,
probably
going
to watch it, but right now,
I'm about to say,
them.
That sounds ridiculous. You invested way too much time.
I disbelieve.
Only reason, I'm not necessarily super hyped, just because I heard the ending from people that read the manga, which is, they're very upset about the ending. So hopefully they don't take that particular ending and they do it a little bit
they
different.
Probably will, because they're like, fuck y'all.
They could do that. But like,
I mean, honestly, they had all this time. Maybe that's what they were scrambling to do is just figure like, out.
This shit was terrible. We gotta remake this shit. But I personally, I'm all in. Brennan's in his feelings right now, which is it's okay. You know, you get broken up with, and then all of a sudden you're in your feelings for the first few months, and then afterwards you're like, let's party, baby. Let's do this shit.
How many episodes were there in the part one? Was it 16? Because it looks like it was 16.
It feels like a full season to me.
Season 4?
Yeah. Season 4, episode 16. Shut the fuck up.
Still not a full season.
16 episodes isn't a full season? Of what?
I mean, if they called it the
final season.
Guess
it depends on what you define. Yeah. I mean,
I'm on Brennan's side because they said final season. And they didn't say it was going to be in two parts.
Hey, at the end of the day, shit happens, man. You got workers that are... I'm all on the
man,
workers.
Man, you just... You over
I'm on the workers.
Keenan is the man of the people.
He's the man of the bullseye moving.
He's like, yeah, it was only 6, 7 episodes.
I'm like, it was 16, Negro. And he's like, oh, well, shit, bro. Like,
first of all,
I'm the man of the
first
people.
Of all, first of all,
I'm here for the workers.
He didn't know it was 16. He had to go...
I knew it felt like a whole fucking season.
Let me check.
So wait,
16.
So I never claimed to know that. I just knew that it felt like a whole season. That's what I told you.
He didn't say
16 episodes. That's a long fucking time for half of a season, Keenan.
I mean, it could be a 32-episode season.
It could be,
but at the same time, why can't you just call it season 5?
And then call this one...
Especially with a year and a half in between when you release the next shit.
Yeah.
This is season 5.
When did the last one air?
March 29th.
March 29th. Brennan, they were doing it...
So it'll be under a year, but I hear what you're saying.
Yeah, but Brennan, they're doing it because they want to make money. That's why.
10 months. Well, here's the thing. At this show,
in case you're wondering, I knocked Keenan's phone off the counter.
And obviously we know that the ending is going to be controversial. But if the show does finish strong, and that's a big if, do you think the show could be considered among the anime greats? Take your current feelings out of this, Brennan. Consider this as a whole.
I think there's two different questions in that.
Okay.
Answer them both. So I think the two different questions are, you know, like, an anime great, I think, can be defined in two different ways. What it means to you, mm-hmm. and then number two, what it means to the culture. And when it comes to the culture, I think Attack on Titan wins all day. Yeah. You know, most people who are even casuals don't even watch anime know what Attack on Titan is. They've watched it. It's a good intro into it because it doesn't feel like an anime show unless you are, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
it doesn't have the look and vibe. Nobody's shooting beams out their hands and shit like that. Like, it feels...
Hand-to-hand combat.
Hand-to-hand combat. yeah, bro. I don't even...
I already know.
You get it. Yeah. Fucking Rob.
Hey.
So
rock paper scissors made the choice
on this podcast.
Yeah, there's a lot of feelings on this podcast.
Yeah.
Fuck Rob. But on the other side of it, when it comes to me on a subjective point of like what are the most meaningful anime that I've watched, if it does register in there for me, it does it on the lowest tier it can in that same argument. Mm-hmm. Only because it engaged me really heavily at certain points and completely lost me at other points. And obviously, it pissed me off as well. Mm. And so, yes, it engaged a lot of emotions, and I was happy that I've watched it. But at the same time, it's like, one season in, and I'm still kind of like Jujutsu Kaisen, I like Jujutsu Kaisen, the vibe of Jujutsu Kaisen more than Attack on Titan.
Whoa, is that your style too? Because I look at it like this. I look at it, Attack on Titan is not my normal style of what I like, right?
Fucks with it. It's not about the style. I mean...
But I will say I do agree with your two questions in the sense of like for the culture, because it's like I understand Ice's issue with One Piece, but it's just like at the end of the day, One Piece for the culture
all day.
At the end of the day,
you can't argue
it's not really arguable. But with Attack on Titan, I'm kind of with Brendan too. It's like all 4.5 seasons as of right now. It's really good. It's not going to land in my top five for sure, okay. Though.
But the top 10 will probably get in there.
It might get in my top 10. Most likely will. But it, you know what's crazy? It has some of my favorite all time anime moments though.
Sure.
Just off Captain Levi himself.
Yeah, exactly. So, Captain Levi. Ugh.
Yeah, he got probably like
he's a vibe.
2 or 3 of them bitches in there, to be honest.
Yeah. No, I mean, it looks like people in the chat, you know, we got people on either side. We got Mike Hall saying, you know, 16 episodes is a lot, and he agrees with Brennan. You know, they said said they needed a break.
Thank you, Mike Hall.
We also got Chris saying he understands the frustration, but
Antonio,
still
you can go fuck yourself.
Very excited to see the rest of the show. You know, they can take as long as they need to do it right. So people running the gamut. But that's what we got for anime news this week.
All right, man. Yeah.
Thank you, Rob.
Appreciate you, Rob, for anime news. So let's see. I'm gonna have to. You want to? I guess read up the categories. Did I kind of lay down before?
I mean, you kind of did. We can kind of just run through the rules
before we do that. Actually, okay. I want to give you guys gifts now.
Oh, okay, thank you.
All right. So I'm not gonna like specify who gets what, but I'm gonna ask both of you guys to do is just close your eyes, reach into the bag, and grab what you get. Okay.
All right.
Okay.
A little bag
so
of
close
fun
your eyes.
Here.
You two can't on camera. I'm getting you
eyes
one.
Are closed.
And Ice, whatever's
ice.
Left over is
ice,
yours.
If you're still driving, please don't close your eyes.
Yeah.
All right. Go ahead, reach in. Damn it. Okay. Thank you for telling me that ahead.
Yeah. Just to make sure.
Don't open it. Okay.
So just tell people why I'm doing this. Tell them what it feels like in your hand.
Oh my God. What is happening?
I think my thing got unplugged.
What has the show become?
Close your eyes and just tell the people what you feel.
I'm not a big fan of having my eye closed and somebody putting something in my hands. That's always kind of weird to me.
Reach into this bag and tell me what you feel.
I unplugged
it. Man, this is
hello,
Mr. Me Too all over.
Yeah, go ahead. It's my cack.
What are we? Oh my God. Here we go. All right.
Are we opening our eyes now?
Some warm cans. Can I open my eyes now?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right.
Oh.
Woo!
Okay. My hero drinks.
I got a Dragon Ball Z Spirit Bomb energy drink.
Oh, snap. I got the Plus Ultra
Spirit Bomb.
All Might.
Show it to Cam.
Oh, I'm gonna need this.
Show it to Cam and camera. Hold on.
It's been a long goddamn day today.
There we
I'm
go.
Gonna need this.
It's been a long day, but you still might want to refrigerate this.
Oh,
a
yeah,
bit. I don't know if you want to drink this hot.
Yeah, and just so you guys know, this is Ice's. He got Father of the Year drink.
Oh, nice. Yeah, Ice, we got you the Piccolo Warrior Power drink out here.
Okay.
We'll save that for you.
I'm about to say this, Cam. We might be moving soon, so I'll put this in my little new room.
There you go. Very, very nice. Thank you very much, Brendan. That's very sweet of you.
Yeah, man. I got that I got those in Houston. I was there this weekend.
Nice. Oh, do they have a store out there or something?
Yeah, there's like a big candy store or whatever. And I was just like, I'm not a big candy head, so I was like going in there because my cousin Amir, who he's our sound guy, he loves candy. So he's like, we was in there, and I was like, I'll go with you. And then we were just in there walking around. I was like, I don't care. Okay, I care a lot.
These are dope. Yeah. Cam, what did you get?
I got Power Boost.
Do you know who that is on the can?
I get you.
No.
Oh!
If you say who it is,
oh
I'll know.
Oh, my
who it is.
God.
I'm not going to make a guess and be wrong.
No, you got to guess, bro.
Oh, shit. What's his name? Go get the show.
I feel like we failed.
You're going to be so mad.
I feel like
Cameron.
We have failed a lot
right now. Ice, you're gonna be so mad at Cameron when you see. Oh my God! Actually, let me see that. Give it to me so I can show it to the camera. Let me show it to the camera.
No, I will not let you embarrass me.
You're already embarrassed. When we say what it is,
yeah, yeah.
When we say what it is, everybody's gonna be embarrassed.
Just say a name.
I'm looking for the name on the bottom.
It's probably not there.
Don't cheat. Just throw out a name.
Throw out a name.
You've definitely heard this name before.
Trunks?
No.
Oh!
It's the father of Trunks.
Doesn't help.
Vegeta. It's Vegeta.
I knew it's. Yeah, I know that.
Oh, guys.
He called Vegeta.
Cameron can't even recognize Vegeta on a can.
He called Vegeta Trunks, y'all.
I'm hurt.
Yeah, really you guys said you wanted a cam camera. Do you still want it?
If they don't, I'm fine with that.
Yeah, Brianna's not going to give a shit. That's
no, now we're getting one.
Yeah.
I'm lowering the subscribers to 40.
For this particular moment, probably it would have been great to even have one. For to see Cam face embarrassed like this. Shit. Damn.
You see people in the chat are coming after Cameron, too. They're like, damn, Cam.
He didn't know, guys. He didn't know, all right?
Obviously, watched the show.
He hasn't watched it. He hasn't watched it. He's trying. He's
should
catching
know,
up.
But Dragon Ball Z is so popular, I feel like you should know the characters. At least the main two.
It says who?
Yo, but Bleach, though.
Yes.
He's on Bleach.
All right. So thank you again, Rob, for anime news. Appreciate it. Oh, we definitely failed Cam. That shit is terrible.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, it's not your fault. That's what it is. I blame the animation crew.
But we talk about Vegeta.
Yeah, you can talk about words and all that, but if I don't see pictures, I don't match it up.
Ice, I have a question. How do you feel? How do you feel about Cameron not knowing that?
I think that's fucking wild.
Yeah,
that we don't. But I feel like all right. Well, let's ask Cam this. Cam, is Vegeta a habitual winner or a habitual loser?
How would he know?
Yeah, whatever. I mean,
he'll know the character. He's all right. So anyway,
he loses and wins fights.
But I'm
that's
saying
how
we
I can
always
say.
Talk about Vegeta. That's what I'm saying. He said he don't know the words and who the face is, but we always talk about Vegeta.
All right, man. So anyway, we're gonna go to the rules of the hero draft.
Who asked me who it was on the can? Was that Brennan?
Rob?
Was that Rob?
I think it was. Yeah.
Okay, Rob.
All right.
I see.
Come on, man. Ninja Turtle brothers.
Cam can be diabolical, also, man. All right, so. Rules to the hero draft, like I said earlier, there'll be five categories, possibly six, but most likely five. And we'll all have a category that we can choose from. It doesn't matter. We can, like I said, from the categories, the hand-to-hands, the non-powers, whatever pick that you have, you can pick whatever category you want first. So if Rob wants to pick whatever, you know, hand-to-hand first because he has something mighty in mind and Brennan wants to pick something else, he can easily do that. Once you pick a character... You could specify what character that you want, like what iteration, if you want like Teen Gohan or whatever the case may be. But once that Gohan is taken off, all Gohans are off the board too. Okay, so there's no... Gohan's picked fully across the board. It's going to be a snake order. Like we said, 1, 2, 3, 4, then 4, 3, 2, 1. So it's fair across the board, except for me, second number three. And then, like I said, you can drop whatever category. And each person will make their pick, and they're going to explain their pick. Okay, they're going to probably explain their pick for about a minute and a half. So
we don't even need to go that long, I don't think.
Yeah, about a minute, I guess 30 seconds.
Fine.
Yeah,
30 seconds to a minute.
Yeah, 30 seconds to a minute, just explain your pick, why you picked them. And then we'll probably talk a little bit of shit about that and, you know, have our that's a whack pick or a good pick or that doesn't even count in that category. We'll have that kind of, you know, back and forth. And they don't have to be a main character. So we're not picking for main characters. You can pick side characters also.
They just have to have been a good guy.
You have to have been a good guy because we're going to probably end up going back and doing a villain draft at some point. So, all right, man. The categories again are hand-to-hand fighters, sword fighters, spiritual / psychic abilities, non-powered characters, trainers, senseis, and then a bonus category, which is anything you want.
Wild card. So we did a lottery previous to starting recording. So in that, Ice got the first pick, followed by me in the second. Then we got Keenan in the third slot, and then Brennan will be our anchor, and then we'll start off first in the second round. So with that, Ice, you are on the clock.
So I'm going hand-to-hand. You guys hear me, right?
Yeah, yep. We hear you.
Hello?
Yep, yeah,
we got you.
I just want to make sure y'all hear me. We're going hand-to-hand. My first pick... is Saitama.
Ah, damn it. Damn it! Yeah, I knew that. I knew that one was going to go quick.
Fuck.
Yeah. I mean, you don't really have to explain, but do you care to explain?
I don't have to explain. No, not at all.
Yeah, we got
I don't care to explain. His name is One Punch Man. That's my only explanation.
No, I mean, he was high on my draft board as well.
Yeah.
He was definitely one of the picks that I'm not surprised to see him go this early.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a good pick.
The first pick. And the anime draft with this podcast, he is
overall number one.
Overall number one. That's love.
First round.
All right. Smart
pick. That's
a good pick. That's
solid.
A good pick.
It's a solid, solid pick.
And who's number two? Rob is number two. He's on the board.
All right. Well, I'm going to go into the trainers / senseis category. I'm just going to take him right off the board immediately.
I hate you. I hate you.
I'm taking Gojo.
You. I knew you were going to pick
Gojo. I'm taking
Gojo, you
from
piece
Jujutsu
of shit.
Kaisen.
That's who my first pick was going to be.
For my trainer category, I mean, obviously, we've seen that this guy, again, I don't know that he needs an explanation, but I'll give one. I mean, the villains, I'll talk about it, like, we can't even beat this dude. It's not about beating this dude. It's just about removing him from the game.
Yeah.
That's all we
putting
can hope
to trap.
Do.
Putting him in a, that's how much of a beast he is. We got to just trap this guy. He's not going to lose. We just got to trap him off to the side somewhere. Yeah, that's, I mean, there's no real
man,
argument.
Man, being in the fourth pick slot sucks.
But you can double up.
You're doubling up.
You'll get your
whatever.
Chance.
Keep going, man.
All right, Gojo is my pick.
I love how it happened that I was out of the room and I got last place.
Cam picked. It was verified. We did it in front of the stream.
It was on camera. All the fans did.
I didn't accuse anybody of anything, but you guys signed my
guilty. You implied.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, for the third pick.
Kenan Baker
from the third pick. I'm going to go with spiritual / psychic abilities, and I'm going to go Mob Psycho. I don't have a lot of spiritual people or psychic people, so I was like, I got to get him out of here. I had to get him. I had to grab him because that's all I don't. There's not many options that I know of anime-wise. Brendan might have a broader thing.
Damn, you should have went to Yu Yu Hakusho or something, man. Get out of here.
I mean, I
want to pick somebody, but I don't know
Mob,
if I can.
Mob
you know
was,
who I'm going to pick.
Mob was top in my psychic and spiritual ability as well, so I get it.
Well, and
I'm
going to
take him anyway.
So Brennan, I already know what Brennan's doing. Brennan has a pick from probably a show that we're watching Bleach. He probably has somebody from Bleach that he wants to pick.
Yes.
That we haven't seen.
Yes.
That was easy. I already knew. So just give a little bit of explanation.
I can't even say the person's name, actually.
Really?
Like, then you can't pick him.
Do you agree? No, but the thing is, how about this? No,
I don't think the name. I mean,
yeah, it does. Even the name. Yeah. Even the name. No, I mean, that's where the problem here lies. We're watching the show.
All right, you got about 20 seconds, dog.
On the clock.
Yes.
No, I'm just saying, like, that's the pick. I want to pick. It's for the sword. I want to pick a character from Bleach. I leave it up to our audience to understand who. Wait.
Not. I mean, honestly.
No, Brennan, I can't pick that character. I can't pick that character.
But to say,
anyway.
You can't say a name. 15 seconds, bro.
Damn it, that's such a good pick.
I'm going to go to.
10 seconds.
Shut up.
What you mad at me for?
I'm gonna
you wasted your fucking time.
I'm going to go to Hand to Hand and take Alter Instinct Goku.
I mean, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Especially because, I mean, no, Goku, I mean, in Ultra Instinct, he does use some beam attacks, but I mean, clearly that's a very, you know, hand-to-hand driven.
Yeah.
You know, he's using his ultimate reflexes.
Yep.
I can see it, for sure.
I hate all of you.
Okay. Well, you get to, lucky you, Brennan, you get to go again.
I'm so mad. Oh, my God. I want to pick that character so bad, but I can't. All right. So then I'm going to go... I'm gonna go to Sword Fighters.
Okay.
I'm trying to make sure. I have to switch my character up real quick. I gotta get his name. It's the God damn it! It's from Bleach.
I mean, if it's a sword fighter, that does make sense.
Yes. His name is Yamamoto.
Okay.
He's the yeah. Look at camera.
I approve.
Yeah. Right. Like that motherfucker's serious. So yeah, I'll take Yamamoto under Sword Fighters.
Sword Fighters. Okay.
Okay.
I can't explain. I mean, just to explain, it doesn't give anything away.
Yeah. I mean, you can just kind of explain
what
the power
set is
or whatever.
So the thing is, the way that Bleach is set up is that in Soul Society, there's captains to different squads. There's 12 squads, and then there's a captain to all the 12 squads, and that's this guy.
Okay.
And his power is fire.
Okay.
He pulls out his sword and literally the entire earth pretty much catches on fire.
Like, oh, damn.
He's
that's crazy.
Fucking almost, like, he is insanely powerful and over 1,000 years old.
Okay, are we writing, is somebody
I'm
writing?
I'm keeping mine, but I'm not keeping yours.
I've been tracking mine as well, but I have not been tracking everybody else's.
Okay, so make sure you keep track of your own then.
Yep.
Okay, so my pick is up. So let me just ask this question before. Non-power means no powers at all.
Yes.
As long as they just on their own, like if they were naked, they got nothing.
But like no superhuman strength, no nothing.
No,
just like a regular human that has awesome.
They
whatever.
Can certainly have an item that helps them, you know. But their power comes from something else, or like Brendan was saying, like a Gundam pilot, or you know, just as long as they're not a powered individual.
Okay, so. From what it seems like to me.
Like, okay, like again, for example, Tony Stark, Iron Man, is a valid choice for a non-powered individual.
Okay. So I'm going to go non-powered.
Okay.
And I'm going to go Baki's dad.
Bah! All right.
No, actually, you're not. No, yeah. You're not. The rules that had to be good guys. He's a bad guy.
Is he?
Yes.
Is he actually a bad guy?
I do not know.
He's
actually
literally like the antagonist of the whole show. Did you not watch season two?
I didn't.
Yeah, well, I'm telling you right now, he don't count. Like,
I just know he watches his son get down to the bone zone and then tells him he reached his full potential.
He's like,
That's fine. Okay, all right, that's fine. Baki.
Okay.
Yeah, that was a good pick. I'll take that.
Okay, sure. Baki, definitely. I mean, this was your non-powered individual?
Non-powered individual. Hand to hands, knife with the hands. Baki.
And you haven't seen season two. Based off of season one performance, you're going with Baki?
So you've seen season two?
I have not, but I did see season one.
I've seen season two.
And am I being laughed at right now in the chat? Is that a...
I don't know.
It depends on when in season two.
That's a bad pick.
It's not a good pick. I'll say that.
I mean, people aren't saying that's a bad pick, but people are definitely saying Baki's dad is a villain.
Okay.
All right, so at least you got a solid ruling on that.
Ice, have you seen season two? Ice, have you seen season two of Baki?
No, I have not. Okay. I haven't.
Oh, listen, nobody cares about the story of Baki. All I'm saying in season two, I'm just going to tell you guys, is that Baki is like deathly ill like half the whole season. Like, and he doesn't really do much.
I'm picking Baki as a whole. So I'm sure at some point, as a whole,
his body of work,
he's a monster at some point, hand to hand wise.
Yeah, we'll go with that.
For sure.
Okay, that's what I'm going off. I'm not picking season. I've seen
prime Baki. Whenever it was that he was in his prime.
Who's next?
I'm picking the best Baki. That's what I'm picking.
Who's next?
It's me. So, all right. Let me see what I got, who I have left here on my draft board. I'm just thinking to myself, okay, I'm trying to think who is my best pick that's still available that won't get picked. All right, non-powered characters. I'm going to take Thorkel from Vinland Saga.
That's a good pick.
That dude is an absolute monster. Yeah. He's just a man, but he's very strong.
Yeah.
And he's about that action. And, you know, he can certainly take a punch, lose a finger, and bounce back and be just as happy to be hanging out and being a part of the fight. I'm taking Thorkel. The man is not powered, but he certainly pushes the limits of what non-powered would be. So I'm going with Thorkel with my second pick in the draft, and that'll be my non-powered category.
Okay. Ice.
I'm going with my, I guess, second pick. I'm going Psychic, and I'm going Tatsumaki from One Punch Man.
Who's that? Is that the Tornado of Terror chick?
Yep.
Damn
you. Ooh, I thought about her.
Piece of shit.
Definitely thought about
fucking
her.
Fucking asshole.
She's my psychic.
That's who I was going to pick, too.
Now, I haven't seen season two. I was trying to find it on season two of One Punch Man.
It's on Hulu, I think.
Okay, I didn't check there.
Yeah.
Does she get after it in season two?
Yes.
She gets after it, yes. She's a fucking monster. She gets after in both seasons. She freaking lifts. Yeah, I don't want to ruin stuff, but yeah, she's a dog. She's a dog in the manga too. Actually, because I read the manga before the TV show came out, and she is one of the top heroes for a reason. And she doesn't fuck around. Her attitude is trash, but she's a beast, and it's all psychic.
All right, solid. Okay, but since you're first, we're doing the snake order. It's actually your pick again, Ice. You can pick another category. So your third round pick. You're leading off the third round here.
Let's see which one I want to do. So for non-power, I'm going Mike Guy from Naruto.
Rock Lee.
No, I went Mike Guy.
Oh, Mike Guy?
Sensei.
Oh,
yeah,
Sensei.
Sensei.
Yeah. Oh, that's his. Okay, since I got it. Okay.
Okay.
So I just want to put stuff in perspective for y'all. Y'all haven't seen much of Naruto, but everybody's seen the episode. I mean, the scene where Madara went against like damn near all of Naruto, and he gave everybody the business. So we've all seen that, right?
I've not, but
it's like I know what you're talking about. Yeah, I'm sure you've seen it and not know you've seen it, but it's like one of the main villains in Naruto. It's like 1,000 ninjas or not 1,000 shinobis from different villages, and they all go against him, and he just washes the floor with all of them. So I say that because this dude, high and mighty, probably one of the most powerful guys in anime, Madara is. Mike Guy gives him straight hands to the point where even Madara acknowledges like, yo, this dude is legit. Like, this is one of the only people, or probably the only people on this planet that can fuck with me. And he did it off of pure hands. So that's my pick, and that's some explanation behind him, my guy.
Nice. Okay. All right. Again, looking at the board here, seeing what we got left, seeing who's still
who's
up there.
Who's on the draft board?
What categories I still got left open to me? I think I'm going to take a controversial pick here. Sword fighting category.
Mm.
And this is one that I think maybe the people in the chat might know, people in the fans might appreciate, but ooh, I know it's not going to necessarily get a lot of love in this room.
You going Samurai Champloo?
No, I'm not. But ooh, I do have somebody on that from that show here that I thought about. Mm. But for my sword fighter pick, I'm going Roronoa Zoro from One Piece.
I understand that. Actually, he was in my sword fighter. If somebody had taken Yamamoto, I might have gone with him.
Yes, sir. I'm taking Zoro from One Piece, the man that has the three sword fighting style. He's got two swords in his hand, one sword in his mouth.
Okay.
Let me just tell you, I haven't read a whole lot of One Piece. I haven't watched any, but I've read a good amount of it, a good chunk. This dude is about the business. He wants to be the best. At one point, and I don't think this is any spoilers, the dude is like trying to find another sword. His swords have broken. He's like, I'm gonna go find a new one. He finds a cursed sword and just like, let me see what is stronger, my destiny to become the world's best sword fighter or this curse. And he throws the sword up in the air and puts his arm out to see if it'll cut it off. And the man's destiny is strong. The man goes after the number one sword fighters in the world, often gets
his ass whooped,
but he comes back from it and definitely takes down a lot of other people still while having those wounds. The man is definitely a killer. I mean, Zoro from One Piece is I think amongst the best sword fighters in anime. I'm taking him in my third pick.
Okay.
Fuck One Piece. I just want to say that. Fuck One Piece.
All right, so whose pick is it now?
It is Keenan.
It's my pick.
Keenan in the third round.
You're like, Brennan has no advantages. Like, yeah, right.
You better double up right now, though, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I know, but it's like, how many picks?
Okay, so with this pick, I'm going to go with hand-to-hand, right?
Yeah.
So we said hand-to-hand.
Hand-to-hand.
Only boxing, pretty much. Throwing them hands, no powers.
Yep,
right?
Yep.
Got to go with my guy in the can right here.
Ah, yeah.
All Might, dog.
It's a good pick.
I'm going to go with All Might. After what he did to that Nobu, I never seen somebody get socked up like that in the anime in my life, man. He was socking the shit out of that Nobu. And I love
it. So just by your definition, that's right. We already figured this out. Okay, I'll shut up.
Yeah.
It makes me so mad.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you.
I know.
Yeah,
I know.
I'm with you.
Hey, man, embrace it.
Shut up.
But we lost the rock paper scissors for that particular thing. All Might is my pick for my hand to hand. Prime All Might, not all. Oh, damn, I got jacked up in the rib. All Might,
I got you.
Prime
All Might. No, I'm here for it. That's a good solid hand to hand pick.
What you got for your pick?
All right, Brennan.
Trainer Sensei. I'll take Whis.
All you motherfuckers.
It's a good one.
Let me tell you something before you even start explaining. I said, all right, I got a choice here. I said, hand to hand, I don't know. I'm not, because I didn't want to go Dragon Ball like that. I was like, I either got to choose All Might as my hand to hand or Whis as my trainer. I said, who the fuck am I going to go with? I said, let me just go All Might because I don't know too many more. And you fucking took my. That was my rear when you came back around. God damn it.
That's tough. Tough break.
My
team is
times.
Pretty fucking stacked, guys. I got two Dragon Ball Z characters of the two strongest characters in the whole show on my list. Like, come get me. And Yamamoto, the strongest character in Bleach. Like, all right, but and then my next pick will be I'm going to go towards the psychic abilities because this is such a sparse category in anime. I'm going to take Sho Suzuki. And if you don't remember who Sho Suzuki is from Mob Psycho, he's a red-haired little boy.
Man, he was trash.
Are you kidding me?
Get the fuck out of here. That pick is garbage.
I'm taking him.
I mean, you can take him.
That pick is garbage.
It's.
Do you think your redhead character from One Piece, not One Piece, I'm sorry, Mob Psycho can beat his psychic person
is it's a different kind of psychic. Like, so this guy that I picked is more like attack your brain psychic.
Yeah.
Whereas the guy he got is like a physical, like she's a telekinesis. Yeah.
Right. Okay.
So I'd say my person would win. You know what I'm saying?
No, like, way. Okay. Yo, he was the Park Mugen of fucking Mob Psycho. They hyped him up to be so dope. And
he was, though.
Garbage. He was not. He was not. He literally did nothing.
Okay. All right. So, with my pick, since whole ass Brennan but took my pick. I was forced to do this, and I didn't want to have to.
I'm sorry. Real quick, just to go over the list of powers he has. He has telekinesis, light distortion.
Can you turn music down, Ice, please?
Yeah, we can hear that, Ice. You can just mute or whatever. So he has telekinesis, and he did kill a bunch of guys with it in the show. Light distortion, which means he can literally make himself disappear or appear anywhere.
He's a beast. I'm not arguing that. I think
he has psychic negation, which means he can turn off other people's psychic abilities quite easily.
Ooh.
And he can throw energy beams and psychic energy discharges, which he also throws as a bomb. So
that don't sound trash to me.
He's not. He just fought Mob. You know what I'm saying?
He did none of that, though.
There's literally clips of him doing all of those things literally on the website that I'm looking at.
Yeah, it is. He's showing it.
I'm actually looking at all of these things I'm talking about while I'm saying it.
I mean, the guy's definitely powerful. He did. He ran up against Mob, which is like everybody runs up against Mob at some point.
He ran up to Mob at 100%.
He also ran up against his dad.
Yeah.
Do you remember that guy?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like, and
at the end of the day, he's nice, but I understand. But how many? It depends on what you've seen psychic wise and stuff like that from anime. If you haven't seen much, this is a great pick. If you have, you might be like, "Oh, that's trash." I would have chose so and so from this.
I want to see who Ice's psychic pick is. Well, he already did
pick the girl from
She was my A1. So right. She's my A2. I should say
that's the thing.
Mob
like eventually, when you get into those later rounds, you got to pick somebody. Maybe it wasn't your first choice, but you got to make do with what you got. Is it me?
It's me.
No, it's Keenan. Okay.
All right. So for me, I'm going to go trainer. And I'm going to go with the person that trained Whis, which is the Grand Priest. He trained all his children. If you watch Dragon Ball Heroes, you made me do this.
Brennan isn't feeling it.
You made me do this, Brennan.
I've never seen him fight, so I can't.
It doesn't matter about seeing him fight. You've never seen Whis fight. Whis doesn't fight. He only trains. He doesn't physically attack anybody.
You didn't hear what I said, did you? Literally just started talking.
You said I've never seen him fight.
Yeah, I said I've never seen him fight, so I don't have an opinion.
Your eyes had an opinion.
I'm mad at your pick.
Anyways, like I said, so Grand Priest, the father of all the angels, which means he's the strongest out of all of them. And if you watch Dragon Ball Heroes, he trained Goku in Dragon Ball Heroes and had Goku looking real nice. Even he had him in that same outfit that he has on, which he looks super dope in.
Okay.
So that's what I'm going to go with as my trainer to get my guys up to par and get them strong out here in these streets.
Gotcha. All right. So my pick, fourth round. I guess I'm going to go hand-to-hand, and I'm picking Toto from Jujutsu Kaisen. Now, this is a guy that has spiritual abilities, but for the most part, he doesn't even use them.
So let me ask you this. That clapping is part of his spiritual ability, so he can't use that in the fight.
He can't use it, but he doesn't. I mean, as he said, unless it's like a top-level threat, he's like, I don't even need to use that. I mean, for the most part, even when he fought those other students, he's just like, other than Yuji, he's like, I'm not breaking out the clap. He doesn't break out the clap until one of those like major demons shows up. What was the dude with the trees coming out of his eyes? It's not until that he even debuts that power.
Right.
We see him give all of the other Jujutsu Kaisen students problems with just his hands alone. And they said even the fact that like when he had fought some other evil spirits on his own, he didn't even use his clap power.
That's true.
He just beat them down with his bare hands. So I'm going with Toto for my hand-to-hand pick.
I would say that Jujutsu Kaisen, outside of Gojo in the grand scheme of things, Jujutsu Kaisen, they're not that strong. Like, just in the grand scheme of, like, other animes, they're not. Itadori isn't putting fear in over damn near 80% of anime characters' hearts. Like, they're just regular.
I mean, we're in season one, so that's not a fair... I don't think that's a fair assessment.
It's early, right?
Yeah, it's super season
early.
One.
Yeah. I look at season one of, if you look at season one of Goku and season one of Naruto and season one of a lot of these other shows.
I'm so mad all these shows and said season one of Goku.
Season one of Dragon Ball Z.
And nobody even said anything. Like, yeah, season one of Goku.
Thank you for catching that, Brandon.
Cam's looking at me right now. Vegeta, motherfucker.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Season one of Vegeta? You like that, bitch? All right, I'm sorry.
No, but the anime, the manga is not that far from the anime. It's like three issues after the anime. So what I'm saying is still hold fact.
Have you read it?
Yeah.
You read Jujutsu Kaisen on the manga?
Yes.
All right.
It's the same. What I say is whole fact is they're not that strong in comparison to other animes.
All right. What's your pick?
It's my pick now?
Yeah, it's your pick. You're up.
Oh, cool. Swordsman, I'm going to go Killer B from Naruto. Mm-hmm. He had, I know you were talking about the dude Zoro. He had three swords. Killer Bee is able to use 7 swords simultaneously and smoke out who is arguably one of the strongest characters in Naruto, which is Sasuke. His skill set and how powerful he is, he completely washes him and 3 other characters at the same time who are very like high levels of strong. So for him to be able to wield 7 swords and actually 8 swords, because he took one of the other guy's swords, which is a big ass cloud from Final Fantasy S sword. So he was able to, like, he is a master swordsman. He can use any sword, and he used multiple swords at once. And this is with no powers. And if he gets his powers involved, then he's mopping the floor with any of the swordsmen that you guys pick.
Okay. And then after that, you get to make your final pick.
Not Yamamoto.
Yeah.
he would never get close to Yamamoto.
No, he would, just because, I mean, I haven't seen his powers, so I can't speak to it.
He literally sets everything on fire.
That's fine and good. So does Sasuke. And he was able to do that. So he was able to watch him. And Sasuke, that's his power, most powerful attack.
Yeah, Sasuke's a kid. Yamamoto is thousands of years old.
Yeah, he's like over 1,000 years old. And it doesn't matter. That's, Go on.
Again, Sasuke has fire too. He was able to wash him out with fire as well.
He has what we call his Jinchuriki,
which is, he's washing all you guys' swords. So then my last one is Sensei. And then I'm going to go with Jiraiya. So I got a lot. I mean, I had Gojo at first, but, you know, Rob took my pick, goddammit. So
I do what I had to do.
This person's from...
I'm going with Jiraiya.
From where?
Jiraiya from Naruto.
That boy stuck with the home team. Let me tell you something, boy.
Every single pick
stuck
is Naruto.
Stuck with the home goddamn team.
No, I got.
You're like 3 out of 5 is Naruto. Picks.
Yeah,
that's fine. Then my other picks were taken. They were from other places. They just
home team.
Mix it with a couple of One Punch Man characters.
Home team hitter.
Yeah, yep. A lot of these senseis are trash, to be honest with you. If we really talk about it, a lot of senseis are garbage.
He's not wrong.
But, yeah, but, that's true.
That's a whole other.
I pull Grand Prix out of my ass.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, but yeah, Jiraiya, he was able to take. What I think about sensei is I'm thinking about like where at power level or mentality they were when they met you, and then where you were able to get them once they're done with you. So when Naruto got to Jiraiya, he was very base level. He had a very base level set of attacks, and his mindset. He couldn't even. The easiest thing for ninjas to do is walk on water. He couldn't even do that. So I don't want to ruin Naruto for, you know, Brennan and all 3 of you guys actually, but where he took him, say if Naruto was at a 2, he took him to like a 9. And you know, he got to the 10 by himself later on, but he really elevated, Naruto's mentality. He gave him a certain power that kept him in the game. And it was the reason that he made certain feats throughout the back half of the show. So without Jiraiya, you don't have this elevated dog who was Naruto. So that's what you want out of a great sensei, is somebody to take you from very low and bring you to very high.
All right. Okay. All right. Well, with my last pick, I'm down to the spiritual and psychic abilities. I'm going to go with, I'm actually going to get out of anime television. I'm going to go to an anime movie. I'm going with Tetsuo from Akira. Oh, fuck. No, he's not a hero. Fuck, he's the bad guy. All right, I got to go somewhere else on my board.
You know what? I had Tetsuo too, though. I had Tetsuo too.
I was thinking about
that. If she would have got picked, I would have went with him. But he started off as a hero.
He started off. Yeah, he was with the guys for a little bit and then kind of went off and did his own damn thing. I broke my own rules. All right, so for spiritual psychic abilities... I know we were just saying people from this universe maybe aren't so strong, but I'm not taking this guy for his physical strength. I'm taking this guy for what his ability can do and how he can use that. I'm going with Touge from Jujutsu Kaisen with his power of suggestion, his power of speech. I think he can do a lot with a little with that, and possibly, you know, turn the tide with a couple things. You know, maybe either allow them to get away or get a moment's notice, or you know, just a spot for somebody to get in there and do their thing. But I'm gonna go with Touge for my spiritual and psychic abilities.
It's good. Touge. All right.
All right.
Any? Okay. No.
I mean,
anything against that? Nothing. That's your token.
He's the weakest pick thus far, but you had the last version.
He's the last one of that category.
Yeah, he's getting washed by any of the other psychic people we talked about.
He's not. It's gonna be tough.
It's not even
tough break.
Yeah,
tough break.
This is a really, really tough. I think my last category is sword, and this is really, really tough for me. I was racking my brain, to be honest. I would pick Ichigo, but I can't. It's not fair since I'm only on season one technically.
Hey, Keenan, pick Ichigo.
Pick Ichigo.
Just trust me. Just pick Ichigo.
I was going to say, you're just picking all the stories.
I mean, he's a main character.
Your team will be significantly stronger if you pick Ichigo.
Okay, I didn't know that was fair or not, but fuck it. They said it's fair, guys. I'm picking Ichigo.
That's trash.
From Bleach.
I thought about it, but
you don't even know his name.
Hey,
best
man.
Version.
Hey, I've seen clips online because you know I don't care about spoilers. You know I don't give a fuck about spoilers. I've seen fight scenes that Brennan showed me. I've seen fight scenes on my own. And the motherfucker is a monster. I was going to go with somebody like either Captain Levi or even Ryoku from Kill la Kill. But fuck it. I'm going to go with Ichigo.
Trash. Well, tell me about what's so dope about him that made you want to pick him. What did he do that?
His sword is really big.
His sword is really big. And from what I've seen, what I've seen, he's one of the dopest sword fighting characters that I've seen on fight scenes. So that's all I can go for.
Which fight scene are you referencing?
Exactly. The fight scene that Brennan showed me.
Which is what? Who was he fighting?
Who was he fighting, Brennan?
Yukiria.
So it don't matter if I know who the person he's fighting.
You don't even know.
I just know that they were dope. It doesn't matter. All that matters is on paper, because this is going to only be on paper. When it's on paper, when the people lined us up.
It's an unproven talent with a high ceiling, is what I'm hearing.
That's a good way. That's a very good way to describe it.
I'm not mad at this pick, bro. You got to swing for the fences right now. I'm not mad.
As for a fifth round pick, because at the end of the day,
we're also going off of, because I will say this, because I know Brennan has this pick in a second, but we're also going off of, like, at the end of the day, when we have a sensei, the sensei will be training these people. So if you have a weak ass sensei, your team might hit a limit early anyways. If you have a fire ass sensei like a Whis or whatever the case may be, all your guys might be fighting at an ultra instinct level or beyond. I don't know.
Yeah, that's true.
If he can get them there.
Fuck out of here.
So, I mean, that's the truth. That's what the sensei's for. You're not just picking a sensei just to have a sensei in the pocket.
Everybody's going to be doing that alternate thing on my team. I got Whis.
Exactly.
I'm not fighting against that, Keenan. I'm just over here thinking, like, I should have picked Professor X for my psychic thing because he was in the X-Men category.
Oh, shit.
I mean,
was he in your thing?
No.
No, the funny thing is, I thought about the X-Men because of that, but I was like, they're not anime, so I'm not.
I know, I'm like, it's not majority.
Yeah,
I mean,
that would have been a stretch.
It felt like a technicality.
Yeah,
it's a technicality, but if you would have been specified, like we said, you could specify.
Well, yeah, you could have been like. I would have been mad about it.
Yeah. Nah, I'll stick with what I took. I mean, because, like you were saying, they get teamed up with the senseis, and I got Jujutsu Kaisen guy getting teamed up with Gojo as his trainer. Like, I'm not mad at that.
Very true.
Make up for some of his shortcomings, which are many.
Brennan?
So my last one is going to be the non-power character. I'm taking Mikazuki.
Okay.
That's a solid pick.
Solid pick, right? You already know he's going to give 110, and somebody's going to be hurt if he gets hurt. Like, that's like, doesn't matter who he's
like
fighting.
Like him and his armor?
Of course.
Oh, yeah.
He's not a power character, but he fucks shit up.
Yeah, what's the name of that? Barbados?
Barbados. Yeah.
Barbados.
Barbados.
So that makes my team.
So, all right.
I mean, he ain't got no legs.
Yeah, but
well, I mean,
Prime Mikazuki. All right, so let's go back since Brennan's already on the mic. Go ahead and name your squad.
My squad is my.
And name the categories if you can.
All right, so hand to hand, Ultra Instinct Goku, sword fighters Yamamoto, psychic abilities Sho Suzuki, non power characters Mikazuki, and trainers and senseis Whis. That's right. A solid fucking team, y'all.
A super solid.
That is a solid team.
It's a solid team.
All right, you want to go next?
You can go. I'm gonna write them down.
All right, I'll go next. So psychic ability, I got Mob Psycho. Mm-hmm. Non-powered, I picked Baki. Hand to hand, I picked Prime All Might. As my trainer, I picked the Grand Priest from Dragon Ball Super. And then for my sword, I picked Ichigo, my sword fighter.
That's a solid team as well. Hand to hand, I had Toto. Sword fighters, I've got Zoro from One Piece.
Wait, who's Toto again?
From Jujutsu Kaisen. Clap.
Oh, yeah, he's great. Okay. Yeah.
Clap, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Sword fighters, I've got Zoro from One Piece. Psychic abilities, I got Toge from... Oh, I got a lot of Jujutsu Kaisen picks in here. Non-power characters, I got Thorkel from Vinland Saga. And trainers, I got Gojo once again from Jujutsu Kaisen.
You really went hard on Jujutsu.
It wasn't on purpose. I tried to make the best picks I had with what was still available. This was my draft board. I had All Might as my second pick in the trainer category, but you know I had the opportunity for Gojo. I think you got to take it.
Master Roshi. Oh, you didn't have Gojo at your top. Okay, that's smart.
Yeah. I thought about taking I didn't know if Naofumi would work for non-powered, cuz like the shield is like his item.
I think that would have worked.
Why didn't you pick Light Yagami?
Because I didn't know if he was a hero, really. That's the really
write their name in, you mean?
I mean, I don't know. I mean,
Light's
I guess
he's not really a hero.
That's kind of like, and it came
he's
down a, to that. It came down
okay.
to like,
the other he's thing in the is middle,
how you
know, I guess.
But also,
he's
how
the
you know,
protagonist.
What makes
but
you think
like,
he knows these people's names?
Yeah.
Or has seen them before. The fight starts. He can't
he get the Shinigami eyes.
He's a literally, he can have Shinigami eyes, but he's literally a human.
Yeah, he's only
so I'm just saying, imagine him standing there and Whis is just like, what is this?
Whoa. First of all, Rob is very strategic. And I'm not as strategic as Rob, but I'll say this. This is what I would do.
Listen, he's top of the board here,
yeah,
right?
If
he's
this
top
is
of
me,
the board.
I'm hiding like, you get the eyes, I hide you behind some mountain somewhere. You got binoculars, boom. That's so and so. Oh, that's All Might. His real name is so and so. In the book, gone. That's so and so over there. That's fucking Whis. Out of here. I'm saying,
in my team, if he would have went after anybody but Whis first, then he would have been dead, because Whis would reverse time and be like, "Go kill that bitch."
True. Very true.
It'd be over.
Very true.
There you go.
That's why I picked Whis. I'm like, he can reverse
time. That's my move. But I guess that's.
Hey man, yeah. Listen. Because it was also just like, I mean, am I gonna put Light against Baki?
I'm just throwing Goku into the middle of the ring and saying, do Ultra Instinct defense. Anybody can bring whatever they want at you, and we're going to see everybody.
But he also hasn't mastered it, so he can either burn out, fighting too long.
It's all right. Whis will pull him.
What do you mean?
If something happens, he burns out. Hey, reverse the time. Whis, pull him out. That's my whole strategy. Whis can
just
reverse time.
Reverse time.
Yeah.
But he's going to keep burning out, though.
Yeah, but then you try something else. So he reverse time. Oh, that didn't work. Do something else.
Burner's going to have Whis on the Doctor Strange tip, just like, Dormammu, I've come to make a bargain. Yeah. Just
I'm going to have the Grand Prix.
We don't know if he has
check.
The power or not.
Well, I'm telling you, I'm going to have him check his son. So that's
all.
Ain't going to be no trying. They said there's a big power gap in there.
Uh-huh.
For sure. But then, you know,
Yamamoto going to have something to say about that.
I mean, do we got time for a six man? Or you want
to? Oh, I didn't even look at your six man. Oh, I guess we got an hour and 2 in. You want to do a six man?
No.
All right. Brennan says no.
I say no.
Brennan says no.
Why not?
First of all, we haven't even heard Ice's team yet.
Yeah, Ice. Have you heard it down
yet? Is your team together?
Yeah, I got it.
All right, run us through.
Okay.
So, for hands, we got the one and only One Punch Man. Come on now.
I mean,
for sword, we got Killer B, the seven swordsman himself with the lightning abilities, Jinchuriki. Non-power, we got Mike Guy, the one and only. People to go hand in hand with the likes of Madara and live to tell the story. Psychic, we got Tatsumaki, one of the greatest heroes ever in the history of One Punch Man, the way she does with her psychic abilities.
Yeah, she's boss.
With weather, bar none.
She was somebody I considered for
and
sure.
And then, you said what?
Oh, I said she was somebody I considered
she was
for
on,
sure.
She was on everybody's list, I feel like. We all knew.
Oh, yeah. And then for a sensei, you got Pervy Sage, Mr. Jiraiya, that took Naruto to new heights, the heights of him able to fight pain. He wouldn't have been able to do that without Mr. Jiraiya.
Nah, it's just funny. It's just like, we're over here just looking at each other like, none of us know any of these characters.
Yeah, but I mean, it's people in the chat, somebody said, like, you guys don't know how good these picks are. And I'm like,
no,
I will have to
don't.
Take both of your words for it.
I want to know who y'all got. Like, y'all know our teams.
Yeah, so let us know in the comment
Sir
section.
Spectacular Spider, no less.
Yeah, let us know in the comment section. From strongest to weakest, who had the strongest team?
And let them say, like, I'm not picking with the home team. Like, they know anime, too.
No. I'm not saying none of that.
There's very few people that you can pick in those categories that I pick that would be better than what I pick.
No, I'm saying, in a sense, I'm just like, whatever they can pick. Whoever they feel the strongest, it doesn't matter if you picked all Naruto. It doesn't matter. Who's the strongest team out of us four from on a scale from the weakest to the strongest? Let us know also, what is your team out there? So everybody listening, let us know what your team is. Tweet us or, you know, hit us on Instagram about our teams, and let us know what your teams are too. We want to know what your team stacks up against our team. If you think your team could beat our team, if you want to see our team go up against your team and you think you'll win, let us know in the comment section. It's not going to be no comment section, huh? Oh, shoo. Damn. Damn, that's
That's how it goes.
That's how it goes. So yeah, I guess shit. How you guys feel about your picks? About your team?
I feel great. Yamamoto is my sleeper. You guys don't even realize how powerful he really is. Like Ice is just like, yeah, you know, somebody tried fire against him. Like, all right, cool. Try it. Let's see about that with Yamamoto.
Yeah.
Like this motherfucker is insanely strong. And like, yeah, he doesn't just burn you. He burns you out of existence, kind of shit.
Well, yeah, I when it comes to characters that I don't know about, I don't necessarily be like, my guy will crush that guy. I'm like, I just don't know enough.
See, I got one vote for me. That dude Tank says, I got a close win. I don't think I'm dominating this, for the record. Like, there's a lot of strong people.
For sure.
I think this will be a good fight no matter what.
Yeah.
But I say that I personally, obviously biased, but I do think I have an edge. Okay. Just because, you know, I got those two kit picks back to back up front.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just like,
I thought you didn't have an advantage, right?
Yeah, exactly.
No, I'm saying because of how smart I was with my picks.
No. Yeah, sure.
And then and that Whis was still on the board. Whis was still on the board is a big deal.
Anyways,
I couldn't believe Whis lasted that long.
Well, question
is, are we doing these categories just against each other, or are we putting all five out there and all five?
All five. Like, 5-on-5. 5-on-5.
It's a 5-on-5 match.
Oh, then I'm winning because I got Will Punch Man. Who's beating One Punch Man?
I mean, he can get erased from existence. He can get stalled. He can get put into something. He can get
time reversal.
Yeah,
control.
At the end of the day, he can be killed. So
when has any of that happened?
It's only on
season 2.
Well,
it's a TV show with his name, so of course it didn't happen yet.
Yeah,
no, I'm just saying. It's One Punch Man. Come on.
I mean, you should be biased, man. At the end of the day, shout out to that dude Tank. He showed up to the movie night last night, so I appreciate it, man. Talking with us, asking some questions. I forgot who else showed. I know there's a cat named Chad. Chad showed up in there also. I think it was Jared. He didn't say much, but he showed up too, man. Shout out to Ice. A couple of people showed up in the movie night, so we appreciate y'all. I'm very confident in my team too. I like the team that I got. Yeah, man, I'm excited, man. I want to see what y'all gonna say on Twitter and in the comment, you know, I guess on the DMs or on social media or whatever like that. We could possibly even put up our picks,
They'll be on the Patreon.
Yeah,
for sure.
And the Patreon, but I'll probably create like a little bit of bulletin, you know, like a little four way thing, and then like Rob's team, my team,
for sure,
Brennan's team, and then say who has the strongest team.
Yeah, sounds good to me.
Out of all that, so yeah, man, you want to drop your handles?
For sure.
At Brennan the Best.
Ice.
You can find me at We Are the Greatest Fucking Anime Podcast in the entire world.
This is the first time in weeks that Brennan has actually been able to remove his headphones and actually not still hear it. Because it's the first time Ice hasn't been in the studio in a while.
Yeah.
I'm pretty happy about that.
Go ahead, Rob, with the...
Well, Ice, did you drop your actual stuff?
You can, oh, yeah.
Yeah, you can find me at I Have the Greatest Five-Man Team Ever. But also find me at Ice.McGowan on everything.
Nice. I'm gonna plug an artist. I'm gonna plug this guy, Wicked Canvas. He's actually based here out of LA. I got a couple some of his art when I went to Art Walk downtown a couple years ago. He did some really cool stuff where he combined like some of the dark side people from Star Wars and making them like Buddhist Zen like statues. Vader, Boba Fett, and Stormtroopers is like Buddha statues. Got them hanging up in my place. Pretty cool stuff. But check out Wicked Canvas. That is WIKID Canvas, CANVAS on Instagram. Check them out.
All right. You can catch me on Kenan Baker on every single thing. The Animation Podcast on all platforms, or Animation Pod actually on Twitter. Animation Pod on the Cash App. And remember, Patreon, man, join us on that Patreon, man. So you get to watch the movie nights with us. Like I said, you get early rights to our content. You get to join the live stream of the podcast. Remember, the podcast is no longer on YouTube. So that's only for the Patreon peeps right now. And we coming up strong, man. We at, what, 31, 32 right now?
Yeah.
On the Patreon, only after about 2 weeks or so.
Yeah, appreciate everybody
we're coming
in.
Up on that cam, y'all. So make sure you join that Patreon. Join us, man.
You still want it after this episode.
We'll take it.
No, we're not going to get you off the hook like that easy. Yeah. So thank you again, man, for tuning in to another episode. Next week we'll be continuing with Bleach 9 through 12.
Yes.
And we're doing it on a Tuesday at 4 p.m. Streaming Tuesday at 4 p.m. Bleach episodes 9 through 12. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Animation. We out.
Peace.
And so anime was solved forever.